This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Wednesday, happy hump day, and welcome to our meditation practice of this week.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We are going to dive right into our hearts today. So finding a comfortable seat wherever you are, just so you can close your eyes. And we are going to begin our practice today by placing one or both hands on top of our heart centers. So right on top of the center of the chest. Physically, you know, your heart sits a little bit to the left, but energetically and emotionally, your heart sits at the very center of the chest. So let your hand linger right there. And then let your next breath in deepen. And if you like, you can imagine as if you're breathing into the palm of your hand right now, as if every breath in allows you to expand the space around your heart. And as you're breathing out, you can breathe out from that same place, softening the heart with every exhale. And take a few breaths just like that. Inhale, breathing into the heart. Exhale, breathing out from the heart. Finding your own rhythm just like that. So we want the breath to be deep and expansive, but not for it to feel as if you're having to manipulate the breath. So let it stay as natural as you can so there's still comfort and ease in the body. And now as you continue breathing in this way, bringing your awareness to that same place as the breath. So letting your focus linger right beneath the palm of the hand. How is your heart today? How is your heart today? How is your heart doing right now? What is your heart holding right now? Does your heart feel heavy or light right now? Is there a sense of ease or is there a sense of struggle or stress happening there right now? Without any kind of judgment or particular expectation, just bring your awareness to the center of your own heart space. And really look within. How is my heart doing really? What is my heart holding right now? And then let every breath you take be directed into that place, just with that intention of allowing for more space to be created in the feeling that you're experiencing from the heart space. Meaning, whatever feeling is there, it actually has a little more room to grow. So instead of approaching our feeling heart as something that we want to rush or minimize or wanting certain feelings to go away, just for a few minutes right now, taking those deep breaths and allowing the heart to expand, allowing those feelings, allowing that experience to expand along with it. Meaning, if right now you're feeling ease, you're feeling comfortable, you're feeling at peace, well, then letting that peace take up more space. If right now you're feeling sad, you're feeling low, well, then letting that sadness take up more space. Imagining with these heart-centered breaths right now that every breath you take, you're just giving your heart a little more room to be the way it already is. You're giving yourself a little more room to be the way you already are. So instead of minimizing your experience, instead of playing small, instead of bypassing what you're feeling or escaping, really giving yourself space to be. Space to feel, space to allow this moment to be what it already is without having to fix anything at all. What a beautiful thing to acknowledge, just that right now there is nothing to fix, nothing to change, nothing you could possibly improve about your own heart. But it's just the way it is right now, beating, feeling, breathing, holding everything it's holding. And what if in this moment you could let your heart soften a little bit more? If there's any kind of holding on happening around the heart or any kind of resistance to this moment, just putting some of that down, just really letting your heart be. And whatever emotion really arises, the moment you soften your heart space, give that a little more room to grow too. Knowing our emotional space is ever changing. It's never just one thing. It can be many things at once. And we can go from high to low, back to high and then back down to low again. And that's just the way it's supposed to be. That what you're feeling right now is just the way you're supposed to feel. So let's take a deep heart-centered breath in. And out. Now feel free to linger in this space with your hand to your heart, exactly the way you already are, for a little while longer. Just giving yourself some more time to process and to be right here. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.